SBS Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga ang visionary, life coach at inspirational speaker at nanalo ng International Coach of the Year under Beautiful Coaching Academy na si Fidelis Cruz. Magandang umaga sa'yo, Fidelis.
Good morning.
Yes, a happy and prosperous new year for all of us.
Yes, it's so exciting. One more sleep and it's 2018.
Yes, before 2018, as 2017 ends, most of us think or set our goals for the new year. But before setting our goals for the new year, we all tend to look back at the year that was, right?
Absolutely. I think everyone's excited to start making their New Year's resolution this time of the year.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
And reflecting on the year that was 2017, what do we think about?
Yeah, look, a lot of things has happened this year. It's been amazing. And I was just talking about reflection in one of my Facebook Lives. And it's just so important before we get into anything else to really reflect on what's happened in the year, because sometimes it's, you know, it just goes so fast that we forget all those amazing hurdles that we've overcome, those challenges that we've overcome. So it's great to look back and just really celebrate.
And do we think about the mistakes or wrongdoings that we had done in the past?
I think it's great to ask some important questions when we're doing our reflection. Actually, there's two types of questions that should come up when you're doing your reflection. So one would be questions of, you know, what are the rich lessons that you've learned through the years? That's one set of questions. And the second is to bring out those celebrations and victories that you've accomplished through the year as well. So things like, you know, what have I done this year that that I'm really disappointed about, and just asking yourself those tough questions. But what's important is not dwelling on the past and, you know, thinking, oh, no, this is what I've done. And just really looking at the lessons that were learned through the years and celebrating the growth. So that's really important. Mm.
And giving yourself a pat on the back for doing great for the year that was.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's really important. Absolutely.
Yeah. And looking ahead, 2018, how do we set our visions or goals for the year?
So I know everyone's excited for the resolutions, you see, this is something that I always share with my clients and my community is that, you know, before we get into resolutions, what's really important is that, you know, we're setting clear intentions for the year. So, yeah, there's actually three parts to creating a successful goal setting for the year. Because, you know, when you're doing resolutions, you'll find in March that, you know, you haven't really done much of it. And most of the time we forget the resolution, right? So what's important is before we do that, we go into setting our vision. And as you know, I love talking about vision. And vision is the overall picture. And, you know, before going towards, you know, creating the goals, we need to know where we're heading, right? So that's what the vision is. It's about having that target or the end goal in mind. So that's the first part that I'd always say, you know, before you start creating goals or resolutions for yourself, start with your vision, because that's where, you know,
that's where you want to be. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And yeah, I mean, it reminds me of, like, you know, that saying that says, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it
nothing.
Every time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you could be making great progress and just punching, making, you know, those moves, but you're really not hitting anything because there's no target.
So
that's really important. It's the first one.
And second?
And the second is setting that clear intention. So even before going to the goals, it's your intention, because your intention is internal. It's, you know, as I like to think, it starts from inside. Before you can make an outward move, it all starts from inside. So setting clear intentions for the year, and because that comes from your passion, your values and your purpose, and that's what's really important. It's basically your fuel for your goal. So it's the one that will drive you to do those things that you need to do to take those steps.
And this intention shouldn't be divulged to anyone?
Well, I think it's great too, actually. You can do, like, an example of an intention would be, for the year, would be like, I intend to love unconditionally.
You can say that.
I mean, it's up to you if you'd like to share that with someone, but I feel like it's a powerful thing to do, you know, because then you have that accountability. And you
There's someone to say, oops, you've got this.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, even better, if you could write it down and put it on the wall, somewhere where you see it every day.
So
same as your vision statement, once you've gotten that clear vision statement, and then your intention, and then write it down. So an intention could be like, I intend to lead by example. So it's rather than the goal, which is, I want to lose 10 kilos or something like that. So
it's very specific, that one.
So the intention is more on the internal side of you. Like, it's the heartfelt reason why you're doing something.
And the third
would be your goals. So that's the one that now you're going to write down your series of steps. So as opposed to having a, what do you call that? That's the first one. As opposed to having the New Year's resolution, where it's like you want to change your lifestyle straight away.
Yeah.
Like, for example, a New Year's resolution would be, I'm going to start going to the gym. And then March, and you're not even part of the gym anymore. Goals can be a series of steps. So it's measurable, and you can, you can work towards your vision using those goals where it doesn't really overwhelm you, because you can make it like small steps. So it's a gradual process, and building new habits and building new lifestyle, rather than it's all like cold turkey when you're doing your resolutions.
It's like one step at a time.
Exactly. Mm. So it's a series of steps. And you know, as we were saying, the internal part, which is your intent, this one is more the external, which is more on based on analyzing, reasoning, and planning.
And achievable.
So, absolutely. When you do small steps, you can achieve it faster. And then you have this sense of reward and accomplishment. So it builds your confidence. So as you're doing those tasks and then you achieve them, you go, oh, next time I'm going to set this goal, and then you can get, you know, you progress, and then you build that confidence. So, yeah.
And do we mean these goals can change month to month?
Absolutely. And so for me personally, what I do is I do it every quarter. So you'd have an overall vision for the whole year, and then you'll set your intention for the whole year, maybe do like three intentions, and then do your goals per quarter. So that's how I would do it, and that's how I train my clients as well. And it's just the most powerful thing you can do instead of doing just a resolution at the start of the year. So there are a lot of internal work and self-realization as well. So, yeah, it's really important to take that moment, like what we were talking about, that reflection at the start, because it creates that clean slate for you to start your new year.
And you conduct vision casting workshops where your clients and our listeners can actually learn more about vision casting, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So I'm really excited. January 13th, it'll be at the Little Space Bondi if you're around. It's called the Vision Casting Workshop from 10 to 1. And basically, I know it can sometimes be very overwhelming to think about the future and really visualize what you want for the future. So I've created this vision casting to be around like-minded women and just have that comfortable, supportive space to visualize your future and have that clear statement, you know, have clarity in what you want to do. So if you're up for it, please come. You can find out more about it on my website, which is www.fidelizcruz.com.
And you've also created a community on Facebook, which is for Filipino entrepreneurs.
Yes, it's been amazing. And as we were talking about accountability, when we're creating goals and all those things, it's important to have an accountability partner and a community that will support you. So I've created a community. It's a Facebook group. So feel free to join us. It's called the Filipino Australian Business Collaborative. So all you need to do is search it on Facebook and you can just join us, and it's absolutely free. We've got beautiful resources, amazing people on there that are entrepreneurs that add value to your business as well.
And next time we will have you back because we're going to talk about more of this.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you very much, Fidelis Cruz, life coach, visionary and inspirational speaker.
No worries. I'm excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and Happy New Year to you.
Amazing. Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino